Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Sandra Bueno, and I am your host with Power to Be You and Rise to Win for Our Youth Movements. I am coming to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida, and this is a 15-minute call whereby I want to take on what is taking place right now in our environment, in our community, as well as in our own daily lives, which I, from what I know, both personally and through other people, through callers and through individuals who have written me, there are a lot of stimuli and issues that are surrounding us. And obviously, it's very obvious when we look at the news, and we really need to take a step back and recognize, you know, what is this doing? What is why? Why is this happening, and what can we learn from it? And truly what I want to say is this is an opportunity for everyone, for all of us, to really take a look at our lives, take a look at what we have been doing in the past, take a look at the individuals that we have surrounding us, the people who are closest to us, who they are, what they are, how they are, and really use this as a reflection for ourselves, a reflection for based on where we are now, what is it that we need to do in order to shift and to change, and to change the life that we are living? Because I believe that most of the people who are right now walking and talking, they are all in their own way having issues and having to face circumstances that are not very comfortable and that are challenging and that are bringing with it a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety. So what I'd like to do is really take this on right now and offer you some breathing space where you can really take this on as an exercise for your own life and for you to be able to envision where you want to be, and through that be able to create a plan or create some thought as to what it is that you need to do so that your life can change. And your life is not going to change until you decide to change it and until you take those actions to do so. This is very important because a lot of people are really falling off the track. A lot of people are seeing this as this is it. This is the end and the demise, and that's false. This is simply an opportunity to really step up and claim a new way, a new present. And if we really want to change and influence our future, we must take that on and raise awareness for where we are so that we can say, well, this is what we need to do and change, and recognizing that change is challenging. Change is challenging for many people because we have become so accustomed to the way that we have always been and the way that we have acted and the way that we have decided. And this is hard for many because people believe that, well, you can't teach new tricks to an old dog, like they say, or you can't teach a dog a new trick. And that's, again, that's a statement, and that's just an excuse that people like to take on and assume, which is a statement, and is true if you want it to be true, and is false if you don't agree with it. So what you really want to do now is look at your life and look at it using one of the models that I've shared with you in the past, which is the wheel of life, and look at it areas in your life that are of importance to you, like your spiritual and your career and your finances, your social, your family, your intimate, as well as your what else, you know, anything that to you is important, whether it be your future, your destiny, your contribution. Just really areas that to you, day in and day out, you're involved with, and look at them and say, okay, from, you know, 0 to 100, where am I? And now, where do you want them to be? And based on where you want it to be, then make judgments and change and shift. And it's not going to be easy because in order to commit to something, you got to let go of something else. And I believe that this is really kind of like the snake that sheds its skin. You know, in order to shed that skin, you have to go through those growing pains. And when you go through those growing pains, oftentimes you might want to pull back and say, you know what, never mind, this is not working. Let me go back to the way of being because that's where I feel most comfortable. And again, what we're living through right now, what the entire world is experiencing, some more than others. I believe in America, for us, is a lot more than others because we're not used to it. We haven't been used to seeing the conditions and seeing so many people fall back and forth. And this is, again, an opportunity for everyone to stand up, to step up, and to say, you know what, let me start again. And one thing that I remember is that, which just offered me solace in a time of need, is to remember that when you're down, what else is there? Well, it's your opportunity to go up. Once you're down, you can only go up. So that's already, you know, a point of starting, where you know that you're only going to grow and go up as you're starting to take steps. So that's a really great idea. Now, what you want to do, though, is start on the right foot with the right mindset, the right mentality, and a long-term vision, but realizing that in order for you to get to a long-term vision, you have to have stops along the way. And what those stops are your benchmarks, are projects that you take on and that you complete. And it's really about looking at yourself and saying, where in these areas of my life am I lacking? You know, what when the areas of excellence, in the areas of results-oriented movement, what is it that I have failed to do in the past? And once you recognize that, you can start creating a new way of being and a new way of doing. And I offer that to you from a personal standpoint because in my case, an area where I have always been weak is in the follow-through. And many of you who might be involved with network marketing or sales, you know that the art is in the follow-through. You can do all the work you want beforehand, but you have to be willing to follow through. You have to be willing to get back to your clients and follow through day in and day out. They say it takes about 7 times before a person will buy something. You have to be in their face, or they have to be aware of who you are and what you're doing 7 times before they actually say, hey, you know, what is it that you have? So, again, we're all in a position to look at ourselves and say, okay, what results have we gotten? What results have I gotten? And why not? If I didn't get results, where did I fail to follow through? What was it that I dropped? You know, maybe I had the startup at the beginning and it was all right. And then towards the end, I just let it trail off. I just let it die. I didn't get back to the people. I didn't correct myself. You know, I started a project and I let it go because I started a new project. And all of a sudden, you're full of projects with no end. And again, I can attend to this because that has been one of those areas where I just kept on doing without purpose or without resolve. And where I am today, I am so vehement about being true to this, being true to finishing, to starting and finishing and creating. And that's where the true essence of our value for who we are and how we are in our careers and, you know, recognizing our gifts develops. Because through an accomplishment of a project or of a thing, we're able to say, hey, look what I did. Here it is. And that is also a key to you being able to generate and create money. That is an area where, for me, there was lack because of the fact that I existed in things that you couldn't see, in things that you couldn't feel. There were ideas, great ideas, a lot of different projects, but never again translating into an actual physical object. So how can people, you know, yes, an idea is very valuable, and you can go into a corporation or you can go into angel investors and say, hey, I have a great idea, here it is. It still requires that idea to be translated into a physical form. And where it starts is first writing it down. Once you write it down, now you got to outline it. Once you outline it, you have to create a plan. And once you create a plan, you have to now devise it so that other people can come in and each take on a different role. And that's how companies get started. That's how ideas get developed. And sure, you may be the one with the idea, but everyone has great ideas. But it's in the follow-through that ideas actually become buildings and become projects and become institutions and become movements. That's how Rise to Win got started. So again, you know, for me, it's very important that everyone recognizes that right now we have an amazing opportunity to recreate ourselves, to take this information and to look at our lives for as history, as a learning tool, to be able to say, okay, that's where I've been. Here I am now. Now I'm here. I'm in the forefront of a new frontier. I'm in the forefront of a new possibility to really create the life that I want. And it's not about, you know, looking at life from a cynical standpoint and looking at all the people that say, look, we're going to create millions and you could become a millionaire and all that. Yeah, that's a possibility because people are millionaires. Yes, it's a possibility because people do create and get paid from what they do. But we got to start somewhere and we have to take steps. And there are no shortcuts to success. No matter what it is that you do, no matter what industry you're in, no matter what project you're pitching, no matter what service you're giving, you still have to follow through with the laws that are required for success. And they are all the same. Deep down inside, the traditional way of becoming successful in whatever work you do or whatever project you take on, it is the same today as it was 100 years ago. So this is the same as us saying as human beings, we've changed, but we're still the same. We still are born the same way. We're created the same way. And we die the same way. When we're gone, we're gone. Our body's there, but our soul is gone. So what I really hope that you take on is this insight that before us is a new frontier to redesign our purpose, to redesign a mission, to redesign a vision, that it comes or that it's created by you alone. And by you being able to tap in into your subconscious, being able to tap into your heart's core and really saying, you know what? I've always wanted to do this. Why not do it now? Why not start it now? Why not believe? Everyone else is falling apart, so let's use this time to really take on my dream. And let me believe in it. Let me believe all those people that have actually accomplished their dreams. And I'll tell you, it's a journey. I am in the middle of my journey. If I were to die today, I would be in the middle of me creating Rise to Win for our youth movement, which is a movement to really bring change and impact our youth, to empower them for 21st century leadership, but also to empower the people around them, who are adults, our society, our human condition, so that all of us can rise up and step up. And in the process of doing that, I'm developing my programs. In the process of doing that, I'm bringing people, other people along. I'm touching people. I'm joint venture partnering with people. Is it all right? Is it all perfect? No way. In any which way, it's not, because I'm walking into new territory. Do I struggle? Do I face challenges? Of course, every single day. But what can I do but face that struggle and that challenge, meet it head on, and then continue growing? And yes, there are moments of weakness. Yes, there are moments of wanting to give up. Yes, there's moments of discouragement. But there's also moments of elation and of hope and of opportunity. And that opportunity, for example, is coming on with my with one of my joint venture partners, Matthew Bennett. Whether if you're tuning in to me today, Matthew will be with us tomorrow on Thursday. And you will be able to, afterwards, if you're listening to this later on, you'll actually be able to download or listen to our interview. He is a social entrepreneur, someone who has used his marketing ability, his talents, his God-given abilities to really be on clue with, you know, with opportunity and with forthrightness, with directness, and with a lot of creativity to do great things, not just for himself, but for so many of these nonprofit organizations that he's raised millions of dollars for. So he's working through speaking, coaching, philanthropy, and now he's actually bringing a whole new platform for people, you and I, everyone, to really get on the same ball game and say, hey, you know what? Let me use my talents. Let me use my creativity. Let me use that desire for me to actually write a book and recreate it in a way that's not only going to create success for that individual, but help them to create success for others. So here it is. Here we're stepping into a new vision. Here we are stepping into a new way of social entrepreneurship, and it's going to take place here. So I hope you listen tomorrow, or you're listening to me on an audio download. And if, for those of you who have not gone to risetowin.com, I urge you to do risetowin, RISE2WIN.com, and tune in for the E University and everything else that's going to come along to empower you to take your life on forward.